So I'm with Saints legend Matt Letiz at the ex-Saints event. Hi, Matt.
Evening.
So tell us why you support the ex-Saints.
Well, I think there's a lot of tradition at the football club, and I think the fans enjoy reminiscing, and I think it does some very good work and supports some people who have been less fortunate than ourselves, and if we can do that by putting on events like this where everyone has a good night, we raise a few quid and we help somebody out who's maybe struggling a bit, then I think it's a winner for everyone.
You're hearing a lot from the fans tonight. Obviously it's a Q&A. Is that something you enjoy?
Yeah, I do enjoy it. Yeah, I think it's fascinating to actually get an insight into what the fans want to know. I do an after dinner speech and I tell stories, but sometimes it's not what people want to hear, and it's good for them to have a chance to actually ask the questions that they want to hear the answers to, and not just what you give them.
I gather one of the next events is going to be an ex-Saints, ex-Pompey game in April. Will you be donning your boots for that?
I didn't know about that one. I probably do my best, yeah. If I'm around, I'll be up for that, yeah. Yeah, I quite enjoy a run out every now and then.
Can we expect Thierry Henry or Paul Scholes type comeback in the Saints first team?
Probably not. I think those days are many, many years behind me now. I think it's 10 years this May since I retired, so a little bit too long for that.
Nigel Adkins plays quite a nice style of football along the floor. It was quite a marked difference to the West Ham style of play in the week. Would you like to play in an Adkins side?
Oh, definitely, yeah. I mean, any manager who's got the philosophy where he wants the players to retain possession and keep the ball on the deck as long as it possibly can would have suited my game down to the ground. Yeah, absolutely.
And are you surprised by Saints' success this season after being in League One last year, of course?
Yeah, a little bit. I think I didn't think we'd struggle in this division, but I certainly thought perhaps first season back in the Championship, you know, mid-table, kind of 10th, 8th place, somewhere around there, would have been a pretty steady start and something to build on for the following season to try and get promoted. But they started off so well. They've given themselves a great platform to try and go up automatically first time asking, just as Norwich did. And then you see what Norwich are doing in the Premier League now, and you think, well, you know, this isn't, maybe we're not as far off as we think we are.
Just last question on Saints at the moment. You said about Norwich, they obviously didn't make too many additions to their squad. How do you think the Saints squad now would get on in the Premier League? What additions would need to be made, do you think?
I think you'd probably need, for me, I think I'd want another couple of top quality centre backs. I think probably maybe another, you need two decent players in every position, and I